Call to order the Environment and Energy Lands Subcommittee on March 4th, 2013, and we have our quorum. We have a number of things on our agenda. It's about a total of 11. And so the first thing will be starting with the DNR land bills with and use it as a vehicle for an anonymous bill. We'll take one bill at a time and discuss and amend them as needed. And we will vote on whether to amend them onto the anonymous bill.
Mr. Chairman, just to make it clear, you'll need to lay it on the table because the omnibus bill will not be. You can only have one bill at a time before.
I see.
So we'll just lay it for possible, and then we'll make it. You'll make somebody will make a motion at the end to put all of the bills onto the omnibus at that point in time.
Okay. So shall we just proceed on to the agenda number one? Okay. The first agenda here is Senator Tom Bach.
Senate
and file. Welcome.
Senate file. And
Senate file 50. Or whichever one you choose. Senator Bach,
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A little bit about my district. There's a lot of public land, so every year I seem to end up with multiple land bills in front of this committee where local units of government, for a number of different reasons, come here to be able to sell either private sale or public auction some parcels. So I have with me today one of my county commissioners, Mr. Jones from Lake County, and Matt Huddleston, I think, will explain the bill in front of us. There's two parcels in Senate file number 50, so I'd like to have Mr. Huddleston explain. One's an undivided interest, and another one's an exchange issue.
Okay, and may you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Matthew Huddleston, a Lake County Administrator. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. Senator Bach said there's two parcels that Lake County is looking for legislative authority for a private sale. One of the parcels is a 40-acre tract that Lake County has a half of an undivided interest in. The other individual that has the other half interest is interested in purchasing said parcel. This 40-acre tract does not fit into our long-term management plans. It's surrounded by private property. In fact, a recent platted development just went into the east of this parcel. So we're looking for authority to be able to sell that piece. The second tract is a 10-acre piece of Lake County tax forfeited property that is located next to the old Finland Air Base. This piece of property, we've been trying to work on a solution for the last 7 years. In fact, we were trying to do an exchange, and for numerous reasons, it wasn't able to happen. But there's two reasons that we'd like to be able to sell this piece to a private individual. Is after we sell this piece, we'll be able to then purchase a private piece from the same individual that will provide us access needed to clean up a Superfund site, actually an old dump that is on tax forfeited property, that will give us the access to do that, and also will give us the access to manage other adjacent county tax forfeited properties. And due to the steep terrain of going up, because the air base is on a very high hill, the second highest point in Minnesota, this specific little piece would give us that ability to access it because the rest of it is very steep. So those are the two pieces of property we'd like to have the authority for private land sales.
And will there be any, Mr. Jones, would you like to testify?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. I believe that Matt summarized it very well. I don't have much else to add. This one seems like a pretty upfront deal. So. Thank you.
Okay. And does the Department of Natural Resources have any comments regarding this?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Kathy Lewis, Lands Minerals, DNR. The DNR has reviewed the bill and has no concerns.
Any question or discussion from the member? Okay. With that, all member in favor say aye.
No? Mr. No? Chair, let me just, Mr. Chair, the motion is to lay it on the table
okay.
for possible inclusion in the omnibus bill.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, you don't need to have a motion. You can just say whatever you can't take it.
Okay.
This is very first time.
Okay.
Test it.
Senator Conan, can I have you motion to lay it on table for possible inclusion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate File 50 be laid over for possible inclusion in the omnibus bill.
Okay. And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And any nay? Okay. Motion approved. Next is Senate File 328. Senator Tombaugh.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And there's we had a little mistake when we had this bill drafted. There's the A13-0123 amendment that needs to be adopted.
You may proceed, Senator Bach. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the A13-0123 amendment.
Okay. Now go on forward, Mr. Bach.
Senator Bach.
Hold on.
Take the vote?
Yes.
Okay.
My apologies. This is the first full chairing session. Okay. So,
just take the vote on this amendment. He made the motion.
Okay. All in favor in this motion, all in favor in this amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to testify in Senate File 328. I have one of my county commissioners, Mr. Pavlak from Kuchichin County here, to talk about the Kuchichin County request contained in the bill. I'd like to give him an opportunity to speak to the bill.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Can you please introduce yourself, sir?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members. My name is Wade Pavlik, Commissioner of International Falls. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. This is pretty straightforward. We had a tax forfeit parcel, essentially. We had conversations with the DNR. We'd like to keep it on the tax rolls. Their interest was keeping a 75-foot buffer along the waterfront, which, quite frankly, made sense to the county board. My county board approved that unanimously. Inadvertently was left out of this portion, so therefore the amendment. But we've had it reviewed with the DNR, all those conversations. Craig Engwall, who's our regional DNR director, is on board with this. So, we see no reason for it not to move forward. Thank you.
Okay. Just want to check to see if the Department of Natural Resources want to make a comment for the record.
Mr. Chair, Kathy Lewis, DNR. The DNR reviewed the bill. We asked the county to also convey a conservation easement to the DNR for the property. That is reflected in the amendment that you have adopted. The county board agreed to that, and the DNR supports the bill.
Okay. Senator Scazzi, can I ask for you to move?
Yes, I would move. Have we moved the amendment?
Yes.
So I would move Senate File 328 as amended be recommended to pass.
Mr. The table.
Laid on the table. Possible
inclusion on the omnibus lands bill.
And all in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Motion passed.
Chair members, thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you
Chairman.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody.
And number three on our agenda, Senate File 232, Senator Sackhoff. Senator, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And members, today I'm presenting Senate File 232, as you mentioned. This bill would allow Itasca County to sell two parcels of tax-forfeited land. In your package, you should have a county board resolution in support of these sales and a letter from the DNR approving these sales. With me today is Kathy Lewis, Lands and Minerals Director for the DNR, to give brief testimony and help answer any questions the committee may have.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, proceed.
Thank you, Kathy Lewis, DNR. The DNR reviewed the bills. The first section of the bill concerns a parcel of land bordering public water. The DNR has no concerns about the bill. Second section of the bill concerns a process for a private sale of certain tax forfeited land that was adjacent to lands that had been previously sold. And the DNR regional office reviewed the issues with the a county and has no concerns.
Okay. Any discussion from members? Okay. Senator Weber, may I have you to move this onto the table for possible inclusion?
I would move to lay this bill on the table, possible inclusion into the omnibus bill.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passed. So, and again, Senator Sexhall, Senate 5537.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm now presenting Senate File 537. This bill will allow Cass County to sell one parcel of tax-forfeited land. Again, in your packets, you should have a county board resolution in support of the sale and a letter from the DNR approving this sale. With me again is Kathy Lewis from the DNR to give some brief testimony and help answer any questions the committee might have.
Okay. Kathy, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a small parcel of land bordering public water in Cass County. It has over 150 feet of frontage on the water, so that requires legislative approval to sell. The DNR reviewed the parcel and has no concerns.
I have a question.
Yes, Senator Scalzi.
I'm just new to the Lands Committee, first time, so I just have a question. Because even the last one, and I wanted to ask it then, that it had a cabin on it. So who owns the cabin that's on it, and is that who's buying it, or what? Could you explain the process?
Mr. Chairman, I ask Ms. Lewis to answer that question.
Yes, Ms. Lewis.
Mr. Chair, members, I believe you're referring to Section 2 of the bill, and that is actually providing that the county is looking back at its prior tax forfeited land sales and being able to, by private sale, give adjoining owners the right to add on to the area. And this is particularly looking at access issues. And so that's expanding the area that the adjacent owners have already acquired through other tax forfeited land sales. And so it's not selling any cabins, it's selling adjacent property so they can get to either zoning code or to actually have road access.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Okay. I have Senator Conan to motion this to lay it on the table for possible inclusion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate File 537 be laid over for possible inclusion in the omnibus bill.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any nay? Okay. Motion passed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
And next, Senate File 575, Senator Sparks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members, for the opportunity to present Senate File 575 in front of the subcommittee tonight. Mr. Chair and members, this is a bill that would allow the sale of tax-forfeited land in Freeborn County. You should have a copy of the county board resolution, and a letter from the DNR saying they also approve of the sale. I believe Ms. Lewis has been with you in talking on these issues, and I don't know if she has some brief testimony or help answer any questions that the committee may have.
Ms. Kathy Lewis.
Mr. Chair, members, this is a small, again, another small tax forfeited parcel bordering public water with a foot frontage exceeding 150 feet, so thus it requires legislative approval. The DNR has reviewed the parcel, talked to it about it with the county, and the DNR has no concerns about the sale.
Senator Scalzi.
I would move. Were you looking for? I was looking to move the.
Oh, okay. First, any discussion from the members? Okay. Senator Scalzi, may you move?
Yes, I would move that Senate File 686 be laid on the table for possible inclusion in the omnibus lands bill.
Okay. All in favor?
Mr. Chair?
Excuse me, 575. I was in error.
And Senator Scalzi, move 575
yes.
For lay on the table for possible inclusion. All in favor say aye.
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 Nay? Any nay? Okay. Motion passed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
And Senate File 686, Senator Rood. Senator Rood, welcome.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members. Mr. Chairman, this is your first chair as
yes.
a committee, and this is my first bill. So,
good.
If
good.
You'll if you'll indulge me, I'll indulge you. How about that?
Yes, and 5 minutes has. Well, 15 minutes has gone by, and I'm doing much better. I think it's Senator Buck that scares me.
Members, tonight we have before you Senate File 686. This is you have the county resolution and the corresponding documents in your packages. This is three tracts of land in Crow Wing County. The first tract is a lovely piece that the Rotary Park is going to purchase. It will be a great expansion for the city of Brainerd. The second tract is actually a very unique piece that has created many title problems for the city of Breezy Point, and so we hope by allowing this to be sold, we can help a lot of the landowners there with their title problems that they're currently having. And then the third tract is a lovely piece on Adney Lake. Adney already has a DNR public access, so it's no longer needed, and so they would like to sell that piece. Do you have any questions? I'd be happy to answer.
Okay. Yes, Senator Scalzi.
So, Senator Rood, then that parcel, does then that go to the parcels that are adjacent to it? Are they going to buy portions of that, or how would that work?
On track two, with the ones in Breezy Point?
Right.
Yes. They will then take those parcels and do legal
division
on it and offer them. The land is really not worth anything to anyone else other than those landowners, and it has come up as title problems in the last few transactions that they don't actually own that piece. So this will help them to better able, the value on their real estate will be much better once they get that transaction done.
Thank you.
Any discussion from other members? Any comment from DNR?
Mr. Chair, members, the DNR has reviewed the bill, and we have no concerns.
Okay, thank you. Anyone from the audience want to speak? Thank you very much. Can I have Senator Weber? Can you move?
I would move the laying on the table of Senate File Number 686 for possible inclusion into the omnibus bill.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. All opposed, say nay. None. So, thank you. Motion passed.
Thank you, members. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Congratulations.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, Senate File 806, Sarah Chamberlain. Welcome, Senator Chamberlain.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I may, can I bring forth the author's amendment first?
Coming around.
Yes.
So I do have an author's amendment, A1.
Senator Sutz, would you move to approve the amendment?
I would move the author's amendment to Senate filed 806 to get it in the shape that the author would like.
Okay. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Amendment A1 approved. Senator Chamberlain, you may proceed.
Mr. Chair, this is just a technical fix, inserting a clause and some proper language. I'll give a quick 30-second overview of this legislation. It started as economic development back in 2004 in the city of Lionel Lakes. There was a partnership between the city, Anoka County, and the MEC Council. They did accomplish several things in all those parcels. They put in some infrastructure. They completed an exchange, interchange with 35 Interstate 35 in a local county road. And they also got a YMCA built, plus I think they got the what was originally a hotel built. Then the recession hit, and the property was foreclosed. It was tax forfeited back to the county. Since that time, the properties sat idle, non-productive. So what we have here is in legislation, an agreement between the city and the county, and there has been agreement between the two, to convey that property back to the city at no cost so that the city can work on getting that property back in productive use. What you have in your packets, you should have a map of the property. You should also have a summary of the issue, along with the a resolution from the EDA, and finally a letter signed from the Anoka County Chair, Rhonda Sivaraja, agreeing, basically stating she agreed with this legislation and to convey the property back to the city. So, with that, if you'd like a little more in-depth review of the legislation, I can turn it over to Mary Devine. Would that please you?
Okay. Thank you very much, Senator Chamberlain. And, Madam, can you please introduce yourself for the record, please?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Mary Devine. I am the Economic Development Coordinator for the City of Lionel Lakes. And I'm here with Steve Bugel, our bond counsel. I also want to thank Senator Chamberlain for helping us to introduce this bill. This is a very important piece of property to the city of Lionel Lakes in that it was originally designed and master planned and had a master developer to become the downtown of Lionel Lakes, a mixed-use downtown that includes the civic complex, a YMCA, the city's first workforce affordable housing. It now has an assisted living facility as well. What we're asking, and have worked with on the county for the past year, is to simplify the process to get this, what is basically unmarketable property, back onto the tax rolls for economic development. The county is in agreement that there are steps that really influence a developer to move on to lower-hanging fruit because of the fact that it is tax forfeit. What is unique about it is that the assessments on the properties, because all the infrastructure had been installed as development was about to occur, are actually greater than the value of the property. State law requires that if a developer or someone were to buy a parcel and the assessments are on that parcel, the county gives back that amount to the city to cover the assessments. Because the assessments are actually higher than the value, the county would be giving us back all the money. But in between there is a lot of steps that really get in the way of doing this in a way that makes it marketable to a developer.
Okay. Any member of this committee have questions for Ms. Devine? Okay. Senator Cohen.
Mr. Chairman, are you ready to take a motion on the bill?
I want to see if there's an extra witness here, Mr. Bugle.
Chair, Steve Buble, candidate in Graven. I have nothing else to provide unless you have questions for me.
Okay. And any comment from DNR or member of the audience?
Mr. Chair, the DNR reviewed the bill. The first part of the amendment came from our discussions with the city about the language in the bill, so that it was a good technical amendment that was done to make sure that the reverter clause worked, that the party to whom the property was being sold was actually the party subject to the reverter clause if that took effect. And so that was good. And then the other issue that I raised that I said was the use of the proceeds was different than the statutory provisions, and they've addressed part of that, and they've also addressed the issue that the assessments were so high. So I was not aware of that fact until I talked to the city. And so that also clarified that, and also hearing that the county has accepted this is a good factor, too. So the DNR has no natural resource concerns for this bill.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Lewis. And Senator Scazzi, can I have you move this bill to lay onto the table for as amended?
Yep. Senate File 806 as amended to be laid on the table for possible inclusion in the lands bill.
Okay. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Oppose? Okay. None. Motion passed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Chamberlain. Okay, number 8 on our agenda, Senate File 879.
Number on the top of the amendment. That's right.
And Senator Smith. Senator Smith has an amendment that's going to come around.
Yes, Mr. Chair, and hello, members of the committee. I'd like to draw your attention to the A1 amendment.
Mm-hmm. Senator Weber, as the amendment come around, can I have you move to approve the amendment? It's also attached. Oh, and it's also attached, I believe.
Oh, okay. So moved.
Okay. Mr. Chair, when folks have a chance to look at that, I would move the A1 amendment.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And you may proceed, Senator Smith.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. What I have here is just a land exchange of tax forfeited land bordering Waters in Winona County. And specifically, we have a parcel. We have a 10-acre state parcel surrounded by private parcels that are wooded in this region, and what we're proposing is that we exchange it with a 20-acre private parcel surrounded by DNR wooded lands. So it's simply a swap of these lands. The county is aware of this and is advocating for it, and I would stand for any questions if you would like to pose any to me. Otherwise, if there's any additional comment from testimony here, that's certainly amenable.
Okay. Any comment from DNR?
Mr. Chair, thank you, members. The A1 amendment came from our review of the bill. Basically, under land exchange laws, when state-owned land is being exchanged, you have to exchange riparian land for riparian land. So the intent of this bill is to provide an exception to that requirement in state statute so that they can exchange riparian land for non-riparian land. The procedure will still follow all the other procedures specified in law as to land exchange. They'll be doing evaluation of the property, and then this also has to be approved by the Land Exchange Board. And the Land Exchange Board is the governor, attorney general, and state auditor. So they will follow all other procedures. And otherwise, the DNR had no concerns about the bill.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Lewis. And any discussion from members of the committee? Okay. Senator Cohen, can I have move?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move Senate File 879 be laid over for possible inclusion in the omnibus bill.
As amended.
As amended.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Motion passed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee.
Thank you, Senator Smith. Okay. Next is Senator Lowry. This Senate file has not have a number yet. My apologies to the commissioner. We're gonna postpone that a little bit, change the order a little bit to Senate File 369 with Senator Westrom. Commissioner Greg Bernier and Ms. Kathy Lewis, Commissioner, maybe while we wait for Senator Lowry, maybe you can explain to us what this bill entails.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Again, my name is Gregory Bernier. I'm the Land Commissioner for Carleton County and proposed this bill for author by Senator Lowry. What this land bill is authorizing Carleton County to do is it's two parts, to sell parcels of state trust, tax forfeited trust lands on waters to the public at public auction. These were identified as not being in the county's best interest for long-term management and best off return back to the tax roll. And in your packet, there should be county board resolutions to that effect and also review by Craig Engwall, the area DNR manager. The parcels are 340-acre, give or take, tracts within the boundaries of the Fond du Lac Reservation. The other parcels are small subdivisions outside of the reservation.
Yes, Commissioner, Mr. Knopf will have a question for you.
Mr. Chair and Mr. Bernier, you said that the public auction, but now this bill allows both public or private. Is it your intention to have it only be at public auction, or to give the county board the flexibility to have a by private sale?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Knopf, first I would like to let you know that this bill as presented to you has various errors in it. This was the first working draft between myself and the revisor's office. It was to be for public auction.
We want to do this by private.
Yep, except for the first three, which would be no, they wouldn't. Well,
that's private.
Yeah, private. But sections lines 113 after the word accuracy through lines 117 are struck in the last draft sent to the revisor's office. As Carleton County did not sign on to the laws of 1985, Chapter 138, Section 5. That law passed back in the day gave the Carleton County Board and the St. Louis County Board the ability to sell the land. Our first offer to the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. We had 1 year from date of the bill passage to enact that law. As I said before, St. Louis County did, Carleton County did not. Why, I don't know. Just interpretation of the law at the day. So in talks with the revisor's office, we struck those lines because they may be in conflict with existing law as printed.
Mr. Chair and Mr. Bruno, should we be striking those lines from this and then also striking the private sale? Are any of these going to be by private sale?
They're still going to be by private
sale. The first three would still be by private sale because those lands are completely surrounded by Fond du Lac reservation lands or Fond du Lac managed lands. They may be trust. They may be reservation fee lands. So the first three parcels would be private sale.
And welcome, Senator Lowry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members.
And you may proceed on your presentation.
Well, where are we at? Did we just get started?
We have sort of started without you.
I have the correct bill. It should be reviser number 13-1831. Is that what you guys have?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're good. Yes,
okay.
But I thought this language didn't work.
That number.
It doesn't work. Okay.
You have a different bill.
They number them the same, but...
Oh, this is the wrong date.
Yeah, you got another date.
Older one. So the one that's dated March 1st of 13?
No, we have...
No? I have the right one.
February 15th, 2013.
February 15th? No, the one that it's supposed to be is dated March 1st.
Oh, we don't have that one.
Our bad. I have a copy in my file here. I'm sorry about that. Can we get copies made?
Yep.
And maybe we can describe it ahead of time.
Sure, we'll go make a copy for you.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Just have him go ahead and talk about it.
Senator Lowry, yep.
Describe what the purpose is.
Yep, you may.
To allow for sale of lands bordering waters. Looks like five parcels, I think. So the tribal language?
We haven't gotten to the tribal language yet.
Okay. So maybe we can just describe the five parcels. Did you get the maps and whatnot?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a land exchange. That's something different.
Okay.
So if we're looking at the maps, you'll have a map that looks like this that has parcels 1 and 2 labeled on the top.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, you wrote those down. Okay. Parcel numbers 92-10-960 and 92-10-900. Those two parcels are on the very north border of Carleton County where it joins St. Louis County. 92-10-900 actually does touch the meandered waters of Hardwood Lake. To the north is Fond du Lac Reservation land. To the west is county tax forfeit land. To the south is county tax forfeit land where we do have a hunting lease. To the rest, and then we are going to keep the lease lands for long-term management. But these lands were identified by the band as on waters that manage their wild rice beds in the area. So it's crucial to the band for their long-term culture to manage the water levels for rice production. That's why these parcels are going to be offered for sale. The 960960, that has the Stony Brook cutting through the middle of it. It does look like a dredged channel, but it is waters of the state. And that one is completely surrounded on three sides by Fond du Lac Reservation lands and then one side by Carleton County tax forfeited. The other map has the large body of water on it. That is Perch Lake, completely within the bounds of the Fond du Lac Reservation. All sides of that are surrounded by Fond du Lac Reservation managed lands, either in trust or in fee. There is no access into these properties except for across tribal lands.
Is that the 92?
Oh, I'm sorry. 92-34-5790.
Okay.
And that'll be the third one listed in the bill when we get the language back. So then.
Okay. Track number 4 is located within the city of Wright. That's parcel 29-140-0240. That's a slightly under 10-acre parcel that forfeited to the state 2 years ago for non-payment of property tax, and it does border the Tamarack River on the south side. It does have over 150 feet of frontage on the water, so statutorily we need special legislation to sell that. And because it is on a public road, actually Highway 210, that should be, and it's a developable by the Carleton County Zoning Ordinance, that would be offered for public sale. The last map looks like this one, and it has a series of lots on a point that is actually on Tamarack Lake at the confluence of Tamarack Lake and the Tamarack River, or actually the mouth of the Tamarack. and those parcels will be sold as one piece versus individually as four upon recommendation from the DNR. There is access to those on a platted road, so they are buildable according to zoning ordinance.
Okay. And any comments from the DNR?
Mr. Chair, members, the DNR has reviewed the specific parcels and has no resource concerns. As to the section of the bill that is revisiting the 1985 law, that in the final, in the new version?
Yes, it is.
The DNR did have an issue about the county, and we understand that the county understands that under Minnesota Statute 282.01, Subdivision 1A, the state agencies and governmental subdivisions of the state will have the first right to purchase the land as provided in that law, and then that the tribe's right will come after that time, but before the general public. And the county says they agree with that interpretation, and I believe then we have no objections.
Okay. Any discussion from members of the committee? Senator Scazzi?
I have a question on the map that says 29-140, that -0240. You mentioned the one parcel in blue that borders the river and is on, I think you said, 210?
Yes.
But there's two other parcels on that map. Are those included as well?
Mr. Chair, Madam, no, those parcels aren't. It's only that 10 acres there. This is my limited capabilities with GIS, and I just had to select all county land and zoomed in as best I could. Okay. And so the other two parcels, while tax forfeited, are not for sale. They will be retained for long-term management or highway right-of-way access, as that little triangle is on the right-of-way of Highway 210.
Yeah. And let it be noted that the picture here refers only the center part of it next to the identification of 29-140-240.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
And any discussion from other members? Senator Weber, may you move this
without a file number? Process?
Mr. Chair, Senator Weber, just you could move that the bill number 13-1831 be laid on the table for possible inclusion, and that will just be included. Basically, all these bills are going to be included as amendments, so this will just become an amendment to the omnibus lands.
Maybe, Mr. Chair, maybe specify the 13-1831 dated 3-1-13 so as to avoid future confusion.
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator Lurie, I've already folded mine up. And
okay, I got mine. I got mine ripped, and you know my February 15th one. But
Mr. Chair, I would move Bill 13-1831 as of March 1st, 2013, laid on the table for possible inclusion in the omnibus bill.
And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion pass.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Lauer. And Senator Westrom? We will move on to Senate File 369. Senator Westrom? Welcome and take your time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, you want me to give the background on the bill? Is that?
Yes. Senator Westrom, you may proceed.
Mr. Chair, I understand you have an amendment that we council drafted up late today. Do you have that copy?
Mr. Chair, Senator Westrom, it's just coming around now.
Oh, it is. Very good. Let me briefly give you the background here, and then Randy Foltz is here from Stevens County to explain a little bit more about what we're trying to do with this bill. And Mr. Chair, members, there's a little history in this property, but there's some newspaper articles, and if you read the one article, it does a pretty quick job of giving you the background of Perkins Lake, or what they call Lower Pomme de Terre. With the this property is located mostly to the east of Donnelly, Minnesota, in my district, or north of Morris, Minnesota. It is a recreational area locally for residents in Stevens County. And the Donnelly Rod and Gun Club is a volunteer organization, nonprofit organization locally that takes care of community projects and takes on projects like this year after year to keep events and recreational outdoor activities available in the community. The Donnelly Rod and prior to the Donnelly Rod and Gun Club, there was a group called Stevens County Conservation. Wildlife Conservation League. And they transferred this to the Donnelly Rod and Gun Club years ago when they disbanded. And so they've had this for quite some time. The long and the short of it is the Donnelly Rod and Gun Club has a small parcel. There's three parcels here to describe it. On the map, you'll see the aerial map that kind of gives you an overview of a picnic shelter and an area that this area. And then there's a handwritten map that in the green area is what we're looking at conveying the state of Minnesota to the Donnelly Rod and Gun Club. Right now, what happens is the Donnelly Rod and Gun Club takes care of all this. The DNR owns this land, but the Donnelly Rod and Gun Club takes care of the mowing, the maintenance, put up the shelter that's there with the permission of the DNR, but it's a strained situation and relationship for the locals to be able to get things done and improve them. And the DNR has the primary interest of the public access, which was put in years ago, but they don't keep up the land around it where the local citizens and the Rod and Gun Club would like to keep maintained and keep for public use and to enjoy the shelter, for example. The overgrowth had gotten so bad by the lake, but until the DNR would allow them to do it, they couldn't do it, and people couldn't sit on the shelter and enjoy the scenic view and the lake and the benefits of that property and the shelter that they had built years before. Recently, they've added just a few campsites on their land, on the Donnelly Rod and Gun Club. Every year, they take care of bringing out porta-potties, paying for them to get emptied, to be out there all summer and fall for the people to use and benefit, whether it's using the lake access or the camp area or what it is. And so this bill would ask for the state to convey this 2.9 acres to their Donnelly Rod and Gun Club, and so long as they use it for the intended purposes. And if they were ever to not do that, it would revert back to the state of Minnesota. And so with that, let me let Randy Foltz give you a little background to this and answer any questions, and we'll go from there.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Westrom. And may your guest introduce his full name for the record, please.
My name is Randy Foltz, president of the Donnelly Rod and Gun Club for the past 11 years. Donnelly Rod and Gun Club was originated in 1948. Their mission statement is, the general purpose and plan to operate this corporation shall be to promote social and recreational welfare of our members. Incidental thereto, the general purpose of the said corporation shall be maintain, promote better hunting and fishing grounds and kindred forms of amusement in Stevens County, Minnesota, or in close or near to the village of Donnelly, Minnesota, and to cultivate the art of sportsmanship with rifles, guns, rods, and reels, as well as multiple improvements of social culture of our members. Our club is 250 members strong. We have a quorum meeting once a year, and it's amongst our members, and they meet with the board. We have a supper. We all sit down and talk, and it's to keep the members in the groove of our agenda for the year and where our money is spent and their projects for the year. We have annual catch-and-release fishing tournaments, summer and winter, annual clay pigeon shoots. We actually participate and help fund the West Central Sportsman's Kids Day that teaches gun safety, letting kids shoot these guns and teach them to respect the sport of shooting. We work with the public all the time. That's what keeps our club going. They see what we do. We meet with them, like at our fishing tournaments. We have an annual picnic for our members, and then the fishermen are invited too, which is usually about 35 teams. If there's any concerns, anything like that, they come and talk to us about it. We try to do the best that we can. Our hands get tied so much that it's really hard. I mean, it's some of the stuff. It's been battling for 11 years with these guys, and it's like getting kicked in the teeth, you know. And they just tell you, sorry, if you want to fix it yourself, you know, you can pay for it. We've met with them for that Lakeshore. Only thing they offered was a sign. This is Donnelly Rod and Gun Club and DNR Cooperative. That was it. We paid for cleaning up the brush, cut down the trees. We had to pay somebody to do it. We had to do it in the wintertime because we had to drop some in the ice because they were so big and we couldn't get them out. We had to move them across the ice. No support whatsoever, but that wasn't much of a cooperative. I mean, it was us. I know the shelter blew down. They didn't want that put back up, but part of it was still up, and they let us put it back up, but they said, I had asked them why, and he said, he goes, well, we want this to grow back to weeds. He says, it doesn't make us any money. The revenue is on our boat landing, and that's what they want to take care of. Well, you're hurting the public. I mean, the public's burnt out. I mean, they come out there in the last 4 years. You can't believe the people that have been coming out there now since we actually cleaned it up. I mean, we keep going and going and going and going and going. And 2 years ago, we finally got the Lakeshore cleaned up, and the college kids are coming out there going fishing. Well, they're buying licenses to go fishing. And that's revenue for the DNR. Otherwise, if we wouldn't have done that, nobody would be using it. Big crappies, sunnies. I mean, it's been really good. So, I feel that we're just tired. I mean, if they're not going to take care of it, why not just sell it to us so we can keep this park open for years and years and years and years and years and just let it just go to weeds? So that's all I have.
Mr. Chair, just real brief.
Yes, Senator.
About a year and a half ago, or nearly 2 years ago, Senator Ingebrigtsen, who used to have this area in his Senate district and was in my House district, had a meeting jointly with Randy and some DNR folks in the Fergus Falls area out of their regional office there. We thought maybe things were going to progress to go better, but that hasn't been the case, and it's been just every time they want to do anything, it's an act of Congress, quote-unquote, that needs to happen in a lot of waiting and a lot of delay, and that's why the bill is finally here, because it seems like it would be the better solution. And we're not talking the public access area, just to be clear. It's the area adjacent to that right, the DNR, right below the public access to the south, that sits between the public access and the current land that the Rod and Gun Club already owns. But this public access area, the public access area would totally and absolutely remain in the DNR's ownership possession. It's the space next to it where the shelter is, and just recreation land that's kind of just there, and it would grow up to weeds if they didn't keep it up as a local group right now. And that's I know the DNR is here, and they may have some comments. They've been talking this afternoon, and we may have some amendments we want to look at to clarify some things. But other than the amendment you have, Mr. Chair, which we could add now if the
Senator, we need a little clarification on the amendment. And Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Chair, Senator Westrum, the email I got from your staff today wanted to make sure that the public access would be open to the public. And I guess I was a little bit, I didn't know whether the legal description included the public access or not. So the amendment is drawn to say that it's for a public access operated by a sporting group. So you may not want to put the amendment on right now until we know a little more about what the exact land we're talking about is.
And Mr. Chair, the DNR is here. I think they're going to want to speak on this, and you're going to want to probably hear from them. And I think there's some language, including the one we're talking about, we may want to just get language more ready for the next stop or the next point of time, because that's the benefit of having hearings. This discussions go on, and you find things that need to be clarified or fixed.
Sure. Now, then let the DNR come up to speak. And can you please introduce yourself for the record?
Mr. Chair, members, Cortland Nelson, DNR Director of Parks and Trails. This is an unfortunate situation. We want to apologize to Randy and the members of his club that this has reached a situation. We clearly have not lived up to their expectations. We certainly want to make everybody aware that they have put in, as they have said, lots of time and effort to try and make this a going concern for the benefit of the Rod and Gun Club members. I do have a handout about our public water access program, if you members would like to see that and to set a little bit of a backdrop for this program while that's happening. Our main concern, members, is the conveyance of property to a nonprofit organization. We don't know that has happened before, and if there can be some remedy that is built in around that. We certainly recognize the tenacity of Randy and his group and the desire to improve this area. Recognize that there are some frustrations that we would like to work to resolve. But in the meantime, we hope that we can get some kind of an understanding so that we can resolve this issue. As the senator mentioned, there may be something that we can come up with in terms of our mutual interest in this and a commitment by the DNR Parks and Trails and our public water access program to improve the service that's there. We do also want to make sure that this is kept open to the public, regardless of what the outcome is, so that the integrity of the program, that being the public water access, is continued. You can see from that sheet that I handed out that we've got a major responsibility statewide. We have 1,500 water access sites. There's about 3,000 in the state, and we DNR, Parks and Trails, manage about half of those. And the other half are managed by any number of different government entities all around the metro and greater Minnesota.
And Mr. You go. Mr. Nelson, does this property include public access?
The property that is being proposed by the senator is adjacent to the public water access site and was added on in a couple of conveyances over the last 20, 25 years.
Yes, that land was purchased in 72 by the Stevens County Conservation Wildlife, and in 74 they gave it to the DNR as a gift. And I don't recollect what year that was when they built the boat landing. They were using an older boat landing that was on this property that we're talking about.
So,
Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Nelson, I've got a map here. Where is the public water access? Because this shows the 2.9 acres that are in the bill, and it shows it being adjacent or on the basically riparian land on the lake. But I thought the department was voicing concerns about them buying the access.
It's Mr. Knopf, and it's straight north of the land we're discussing.
Okay.
The public access is a piece north. There's three pieces kind of north of south. I'll let Randy explain it.
When you're looking at the map on the bottom of it, there's a narrow road going up, and then it goes over to another section. It would be going off to your left. That's the part that the Donley Rod and Gun Club already owns. So we own that road coming into there. And in the middle section is the land that we are talking about now. And then straight north of that land is the existing boat landing access. So,
Mr. Chair and Mr. Nelson, then, what are the concerns about it? Because I don't think the amendment makes sense knowing that information now, the amendment that I drafted for Senator Westrum. What are the concerns then over the bill as it is? Let me just finish. You're not selling the actual access to them. You're only selling the land that's adjacent to it.
Correct.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry.
Oh, you go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, members, this is all considered part of the public access site. It's the property that has been described that was given to the state or deeded to the state a number of years ago is the property in question. The actual location of the ramp and the boat access site is what would remain with DNR.
Senator Scalzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is very confusing because we see the three parcels. We see a green line on the middle parcel, and that's the obviously the parcel we're talking about. And the DNR access, is it on this northern parcel
yep.
then?
Yes.
So how would you get there?
That road right there, yep.
Okay, so then
that's what we own that. Down the Ride Gun Club owns that road.
And there's currently an easement to get there.
Yep. So it's an easement. So does the public have access over that road to get to the DNR?
Yes. See, as far as the public goes, we want the public to enjoy it. We don't want to take it and put a cabin on it or something like that. This is for the public because the public is what keeps our club going. Like I said, it'll never be closed to the public because, like I said, the people that are starting to use that now in the last couple of years is just phenomenal. And we want more people to use it, more families to be out there. So,
Senator Scalzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The question I would have, if we want it, I mean, and obviously somebody gave it to the DNR because they wanted it to become public. And so I guess my concern is, if we want it to stay public, we would almost have to leave it in the public domain rather than with a nonprofit club. Because you could change your bylaws, you could change your membership, anything could change. How do we assure that forever the public would have access to it if it's not in the public ownership?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to say in 1957, the DNR just took that land. They didn't pay a dime for it. And this is after the Stevens County Conservation League built the road, and then they come in afterwards and took it. I mean, the deed should be right in front of it. They should have had it in the files there. So as far as in paying for much of it, and it was supposed to be for public access and park and camping, which it is public for parking. It's an access for parking, but they won't allow any camping out there.
And Senator Scalzi, to your question, that's why we have language in the bill that says if it's not used for that purpose, it would revert to the back to the state. Now, as I look at the bill, and I want to talk to Greg about this, I think we could tighten that up and make it more clear when it reverts or whoever. Now, the DNR, we've been talking some this afternoon just before the hearing, talked about maybe there'd be a more precedent to transfer it to the township and work with the township on this. Those are all some discussions. I guess I'm willing to further along and discuss as a result of this hearing and see if there's something else that can be worked out. But I think the issue is this land was given to the DNR, but the access then was put in later on the north end, and this was all just part of a chunk of land for the access. And this is really more land than the access, but the DNR's interest is the access, generally speaking, not keeping up a park area for the public. But I don't want to misspeak for court or
Senator
the DNR
Weber.
Here.
No, I'm fine.
Are you fine? Okay. Mr. Connell.
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator Westrom, did you want to do anything with it tonight or?
Mr. Chairman, what are the options? What are you doing with your bills? Are you passing them up to the main committee or is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Senator Westrom, we're going to package them together into one lands bill that'll be sent up to the full committee.
Okay. So tonight you're not passing them out?
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator Westrom, yes. There'll be a subcommittee report.
Okay.
It'll be attached to it.
What I would really like, and Mr. Chairman, recognizing that there's amendments that were brought or ideas that were brought up this afternoon that need to be clarified, we would like it passed to them. No. recognize it right now in telling you as the committee members, we would work on an amendment language to deal with some of these access concerns and clarify that that's in fact the intent and it needs to stay in public use for the public, like, which is what the bill's intent is.
So will you move it without the amendment?
Well, yeah, Mr. Chair, I don't think you'd want to put the amendment on. We could, I can put an oral amendment on real quickly that just makes sure that the public has access to this property.
Okay.
That's fairly easy to do. It'd just be after Sporting Club on line 1.14, say with public access, and then on line 1.15 for the period with public access at no charge. So to make sure that the public would always be able to travel through this property.
Mm-hmm. You're comfortable with that,
yes,
Senator?
Yes, I would be.
Yeah, I'm cut. That's perfect. Yep.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Connell.
Yep.
Yeah. I still have a question.
Yep. Question from Senator Scuzzi.
Okay, so then, but it's still in control of the Sporting Club, as I understand it, that even with public access at no charge. I'm just guessing that maybe somebody the Sporting Club doesn't like. I just can see where there might be a problem in the future. If the DNR owns it, or if the township owns it, or some sort of public body would own it rather than a nonprofit, I would have greater comfort as to how it would be used. Because, as we heard, the DNR doesn't want to have campsites on it, and probably for public health and public clean water, et cetera. And they're concerned about those things. I don't know if a nonprofit organization would be concerned about those things as much as I would. And that I guess is a real question. I'm not sure why we would do any of this into a nonprofit club rather than keep it under state ownership or township ownership or county ownership.
Senator Westrom.
Mr. Chair, Senator Scalzi, just I hear your concern. That's why we've tried to put in the language that would cause it to revert if it's not used. On the health issues and camping, the camping is on the land right now to the south of this green area that we've highlighted. That's where they have recently, in the past few years, put in a few campsites for people to stay out there. But it's, it's camping. It's not running water, electricity, pull in your nice RV. It's camping, and they got the porta potties, and it's rustic in that sense. But they use this picnic shelter area where they keep up now, which is the green area, and they still have to comply with the Department of Health regulations. And the township is the one that had initially had to okay them going ahead with this. So, I don't know if that helps alleviate some of your concerns, but I mean, there would still be need to be compliance with health laws and regulations. It's just, they would be the ones in charge of it, which they're the ones currently taking care of and maintaining it to have it available to the public.
Senator Scuzzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And so are we to believe then that the DNR wants to let this go in this fashion? Or, they've testified in every other bill we've looked at that they're in full agreement with it. And I'm wondering if the DNR really wants to let this go or if they want to retain it. And I guess in the back of my mind, I'm thinking just because there's trees and weeds on something doesn't mean that it's not a public purpose. And I understand that maybe you wanted to have something that was grass and mowed for some reason. But we, for public purposes, we don't always need to have something grassy and mowed down to the watershed, water's edge. And I say that because I'm a lakeshore owner myself. I can't do that kind of thing. I can't cut down trees and not have what you might call weeds, might be called by the DNR something else, like native grasses. So I'm just not sure until we can hear from the DNR that they really fully support this and want to let it go.
DNR, Mr. Nelson?
Mr. Chair, members, as I stated earlier, our concern would be the precedent. We would like to work with the gun club if possible. We know we have tested their patients. We're well aware of that. If there was another option that we could work on in the meantime, as the senator mentioned, I think maybe we can come back with some kind of a compromise that would serve the purposes. But our concern, Senator, to your direct question is the precedent that comes with this.
So you mean, does this bill, will this bill be included in the omnibus?
Well, Mr. Chair, that would be at the will of the committee if they want to include it in the omnibus bill. The other option is to send it up to the full committee with no recommendation and on its own, and then let them work that out before the full committee.
Senator Weber?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess to Senator Scalzi's comments, down in the southwest part of the state, we have numerous sportsmen's clubs and other entities that have acquired these properties and have maintained them and do an excellent job, and it's all for the purpose of providing it to the public. And I think that so many times, you know, we understand that the DNR has a great number of acres over which to provide management, and that perhaps sometimes I live in a county where the only state-owned land is actually the state park. And yet a former legislator said he never had more complaints about weeds and everything else than based on state-owned land, and we have actually relatively little in comparison to the overall number of acres. And I guess I don't hesitate whatsoever in order in turning land over to private nonprofit group like this. And I understand there may be some concern concerning precedent, but I guess I'm not sure what the time frame is as far as this, our action needing to be done in order for, you know, to pass forward. And I have no qualms about passing this out, laying it on the table for inclusion, subject to we need to make the oral amendment that was talked about earlier, and actually with the understanding that the parties involved are going to continue discussions so that they can get the final language the way both sides want it to be, by the time of the full committee.
So, Senator Weber, can you move for the to approve the?
I would assume. Do we first need to pass approve the oral amendment?
Yep.
I would move approval of the oral amendment as previously described by Mr. Knopp.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Any nay? Okay. Motion approved. And so.
Then with that, Mr. Chairman, I would move that the bill be laid over for inclusion to the omnibus bill. Again, subject to continued negotiations for proper amendments to the satisfaction of the parties.
And with that, let's see. All in favor, said aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any nay?
No.
Okay. Two.
It's up to you.
Okay.
Making it difficult. Mr. Chairman, they told you this was just an easy
subject for discussion. I will go yay.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. And let me just clarify, some of the township discussions literally have just happened in the last couple of hours, and we haven't had any chance to even talk to the township. That is something the DNR has suggested is maybe a way to alleviate some of their concern, and we will be talking with them and working with them to try to work this out, and I think we can do that. So appreciate you. Helping us and hearing the plight, and we will have more amended language for the next committee.
Thank you. Sounds good. And thank you very much, Senators.
Thank
and,
you,
Mr. Folt and Mr. Nelson.
I
Yes, I know. So, last piece on our agenda.
It's the bill's number. It's the bill number.
Just sit here and describe your bill.
Okay. So I sit here and have.
There's Lewis and whoever else to describe the bill. Put your hand. Hold on. Senate File 886.
Okay. Last thing on the agenda is Senate File 886, by myself, Senator Herr. And I'd like to call Ms. Kathy Lewis from DNR to explain further detail.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. There was a fact sheet I sent over. Did that make it into your packet, too? Otherwise, I got copies. This is the DNR Omnibus Lands. This is the DNR Lands Bill that we start off with every year, and it becomes the Legislative Omnibus Lands Bill with the additions to the all the tax forfeit additions and the other provisions. This is a fairly simple DNR lands bill this year. I'll just walk you quickly through the provisions. Section 1 of the bill is a technical amendment. It's one section of the law wasn't keeping up to date with another section of the law. It concerns the DNR land acquisition process. And in the old days, we would basically appraise everything. And over the years, we've identified that certain types of acquisitions, such as trout stream easements, native prairie bank easements, can be determined, a value can be determined by a formula. And so as we're talking to the landowners, there's no need to wait for an appraisal. We can be standing there in the field talking to the landowners, telling them what the value is. But we want to make sure we're not having our staff violate the Landowner Bill of Rights, because the Landowner Bill of Rights says we can't talk appraised value with the landowner until the appraisal's done. This is a formula. Everybody can plug in the formula, and they can determine what the value is. So that's what Section 1 of the bill is, a technical amendment to make sure that Landowner Bill of Rights law is keeping up to date with the changes in the valuation process for the DNR lands. Section 2 of the bill concerns the land acquisition account. This account has been set up for a long time, and when the DNR sells a piece of acquired property, that's land acquired by purchaser, can also be land acquired by gift or condemnation, the proceeds from that land sale go into the land acquisition account, and the commissioner can use those proceeds to buy land within the outdoor recreation system. So it can be buying land in state forest, state park, state trail, etc. One of the things that we're doing as we're looking at strategic land asset management is that the DNR can also acquire land through land exchanges, and we also want to do some more land sales. Both those land exchanges and land sales cost us money to do. We're having less money in the general fund for doing our work, but we think these are good activities for strategic land asset management, so we want to expand the use of the land acquisition account to cover land exchanges and land sale costs. Those are the two policy items for the bill. The Section 3 of the bill and Section 4 of the bill are modest changes in the boundaries of several state parks. State park boundaries are set by statute, and the DNR cannot acquire land that's not within the state park boundary without having legislative boundary change. And so we come to the legislature each year and ask for some minor changes for the state parks. Section 5 of the bill is a boundary change for the state forest. We've acquired actually the 640 acres, and it's managed as miscellaneous state forest lands, so we would like to bring it within the boundaries of the Snake River State Forest. Section 6 of the bill is a sale of surplus state-owned land managed by the DNR. It is a parcel of land that borders Mille Lacs Lake. It was acquired for fisheries production purposes, hasn't been used for that purpose for quite a few years. What we would do is there's a very small strip of land between Highway 169 and Mille Lacs Lake. We would retain that
little strip in public ownership. We would sell the remainder of the parcel. There's also a small trespass going on the property, so we would address the trespass with a private sale and put the remainder of the parcel up for public sale. Section 7 and 8 of the bill are parcels of land in Dakota County by the city of Lakeville. These parcels are parcels we would like to turn over to the local units of government for management. Section 7 would be a city park. Section 8 is primarily land that has a lot of water flowage on it. The city of Lakeville is willing to manage the land, and they would maintain it and available for the public use, and the DNR would not have the cost for maintaining the land. Section 9 of the bill is similar to a bill you saw for Winona County. It authorizes the DNR to exchange land in Fillmore County that's riparian for land that's non-riparian. It will provide that all other provisions of the land exchange laws will be followed, and the lands will be valued so that the values are the same. And the last section of the bill is another small land sale parcel. It's a parcel of land that borders the Lac La Parle River. We want to convey it to a local unit of government for use as a county park, so the land would be retained and open for the continued public use, and it has a reverter that it would revert back to the state if the local unit of government abandoned the public use. And that is the nuts and bolts of the DNR lands bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Lewis. So any question or discussion from the members of the committee? I'd like to have one member's motion that we take all the bills that's been presented
and amended and lay onto the table
as part.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, be adopted as an amendment to Senate File 886.
Yep, be adopted as an amendment to Senate File 886. So can I have Senator Cohen?
Mr. Chairman, I move that all the bills that were laid on the table be amended to Senate File 886 and then laid on the table.
Oh, no, Mr. Just an amendment, right? This is a real amendment now.
Oh, okay. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that all the bills laid on the table be amended to Senate File 886.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? None?
Now you have 886 as amended. Now you need a motion to send it to full committee.
Okay. Now that Senate File 886 is amended, may I have a motion to move this bill to the full committee?
So moved.
Okay. So whoever move, all in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Opposed? None. So motion approved. So that's the end of our committees for today. Thank you very much for making my job as a chair here much very, very easy, simple to do. So meeting adjourned.